Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian officials claim Russian armed forces carried out 7 rocket attacks on Kramatorsk and 2 on Konstantinivka last night, despite proclamations of a Christmas truce made by Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk regional authorities, an educational institution, an industrial plant, and a garage cooperative were destroyed in Kramatorsk around 11 p.m. on Saturday, and the industrial zone in Konstantinovka was also shelled. The village of Kurachivka in the Donetsk region also came under fire by the Russians, damaging private houses and networks supplying the Kurachivka community with heating. The 23rd Russian forces also reportedly launched rocket attacks in the Kharkiv region, killing a 50-year-old man in the town of Merifa. Explosions were also heard in the suburbs of Zaporizhia. Today marks the 319th day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The United States on Friday announced a new weapons package for Ukraine worth more than $3 billion U.S. dollars, and including Bradley fighting vehicles and new air defense missiles. According to a statement by the U.S. Department of Defense, the new security assistance package includes 50 Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, 100 M113 armored personnel carriers, 55 mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, or MRAPs, and 138 high-mobility multipurpose wheeled vehicles, or HMMWVs. Washington will also provide Kyiv with both self-propelled and towed howitzer weapons, along with various types of ammunition, including RIM-7 missiles for air defense, 1,200 155mm rounds of remote anti-armor mine or RAM systems, and 4,000 Zuni aircraft rockets. According to the Pentagon, the infantry fighting vehicles and other armored vehicles and artillery systems will complement the recent commitment of combat vehicles to Ukraine by Germany and France. The new security assistance package was announced after officials confirmed plans by Germany to send armored fighting vehicles and an additional Patriot air defense battery to Ukraine. Polish officials warmly welcomed both decisions, with Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau saying in a tweet that he was pleased to receive the German government's decision, and government spokesperson Piotr Mueller writing that help for Ukraine means greater security for the entire region. Builders in Łódź recently uncovered a wooden crate while renovating an old townhouse in Łódź containing hundreds of Jewish valuables hidden from the Nazis. The sensational discovery was made during the groundwork carried out as part of the renovation of the historical townhouse at Łódź's Północna Street. A crumbling wooden box with antique Jewish valuables, possibly hidden from German occupiers at the beginning of World War II, was found during the renovations. The crate contained some 400 glass, metal, and silver-plated objects of everyday and religious use, including pre-war candlesticks, cutlery, glasses, napkins, rings, and various dishes. According to local officials, the discoveries have been inventoried and handed over to conservators for study. They will then be transferred to the Archaeological and Ethnographic Museum in Łódź, potentially for a public exhibition. Polish ski jumper Dawid Kubacki took second place overall in the Four Hills Ski Jumping Tournament after placing third in the final stage of the prestigious annual series in Bischofshofen, Austria on Friday. Norway's Halvor Ignar Granerud took home the top prize of the Golden Eagle, while Slovenia's Andrej Lanišek came in third. Teammates Piotr Żyła placed 10th in Friday's event and 4th overall in the 71st Four Hills Tournament, while Kamil Stoch, a 3-time overall Four Hills champion, finished 6th in Bischofshofen on Friday and 5th overall in the tournament. Kubacki's second-place win is the 9th podium finish for Poland in the history of the Four Hills competition and Kubacki's 33rd career World Cup podium spot. After 12 individual events this season, Kubacki continues to top the overall World Cup standings with 930 points, ahead of Lanišek with 822 points and Granerud with 796.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold with a chance of rain showers later in the day and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will hover around 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping slightly to a low of 3 degrees centigrade or 38 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected again tomorrow, with additional rain showers tomorrow afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.